Abner Maris is a world champion boxer, Olympian, sports commentator, and most importantly, dad to two little girls. Beloved by abuelas and hardcore fans alike, Abner is a pro at entertaining the world both in and out of the ring. On Blue Wire's new podcast, On the Hook with Abner Maris, we'll hear from Abner, his family, fellow athletes, and other people who made him the boxer and the man he is. They chat about topics like Abner's journey from a kid on the streets to boxing champ, sports, music, culture, and family life. Listen to On the Hook with Abner Maris wherever you get your podcasts. Episodes in English out on Tuesdays and episodes in Spanish out on Wednesdays.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Hard Reads, guys. Been a little bit, you know, didn't have much to talk about. We do have some stuff to talk about today. That would be Minecraft Steve making it in Smash. Also, Smash Ultimate may have actually got a little Wi-Fi buff, to be completely honest. And
really? Then,
I'll tell you, we'll talk about it a little bit. And then, of course, answering Smash Twitter Q&A, as there's a whole patch that came with Minecraft Steve, so we can talk about that as well. But basically, the shining points of that patch with Lucario and Bowser Jr. got some pretty significant buffs. So, I'm TK Breezy, just Aussie. Aussie, how you doing?
I'm good, man. For those that are watching, the scenery is completely different. I just moved, so the green screen is gone. But other than that, I've been getting relocated in my new surroundings. It's pretty great. It's nice and quiet, so it's going to be great. How have you been, TK? I feel like I haven't talked to you in a couple weeks.
Things have been cool. I've been grinding out Genshin Impact. Played some Steve yesterday. It was pretty fun. Not really my character, but I do think that character can... He's cheese. It's cheese, the character, and like I like it though. Like it's just it's just enough cheese to matter. So we'll see how that plays out. You know, in the future, I've seen some pretty cool clips of people edge guarding blocks and stuff. Most likely Plup, or mostly Plup, who I think has a pretty easy time transferring over since he plays Mega Man, and they have that thing in common where their neutral or their jab, their forward tilt and their neutral air are all the same attack, just like Mega Man. So, You know, easy thing for him to understand. And then he just has to figure out everything else. But yeah, other than that, man, just been, you know, hanging out, started a new show with Coney, talking about games, just, you know, just doing what we can to stay busy, I guess.
Yeah, man. I mean, I miss going and stuff, but we talk about that all the time. I was going to mention, it was interesting that you brought up the whole Plup could play Steve because of the similarities between him and Mega Man. I think that's like one of the reasons why I could never play Steve, dude. Like I tried, and he's fun to mess around with if I'm playing like casuals with my normie friends, but like in a competitive setting, there's just like it's only been a day, but like I can't wrap my brain around those inputs at all. Like, but it's fun to watch because, like you said, like really silly stuff happens at the edge.
My only issue, I kind of got my idea around the how to play him. It's just I have really bad resource management. So, I'm not thinking about mining all the time. I just want to scrap. So,
bro, I'm not even looking at that. Like, I'm just like I'll dig and then I'll do whatever. And then like that's probably one of the reasons why I can't play the character.
Yeah. So, I mean, weirdly enough, though, Steve's like, I mean, if we're looking at his stats, he does not have great like stat. I think,
bro, Viren, he's slow.
Yeah, Viren put it into. Let me go. Viren put it into.
Like, he's got those like the weighted like, armor on, you know, like in those animes. Just like he moves like I just can't wrap my brain around a character being good when their movement is that atrocious.
Yeah, he says for comparison sake. A bottom 10 walk speed, bottom 10 run speed, bottom 10 air speed, fairly floaty fall speed, medium weight, lightest old DLC character to date, bottom 1 jump heights. And then he said they made sure that his physics were awful. And that is 100% facts. And his initial dash is the slowest in the game. So that character cannot move, which makes sense. I mean, if you think about trying to play true to form to Minecraft, there isn't a crazy amount of movement options in that game either. But what he does have to kind of circumvent that dash speed is cart. Cart is OD. Side B is that makes Bowser Jr.'s cart look like a toy cart for sure, like child's play. Me and Coney played some Dittos last night. Cart be killing at the edge if you get like a red start at like 70, dude. It's Adrenus strong, bro.
And like it's like a grab almost at times, like near the end of it. So like that.
Yeah, if you jump out, yeah.
It's like, what? Like, why? Why? Imagine, like, if they had that idea for when they created Bowser Jr. in Smash 4. Like, if he could just, like, jump out of the cart and just toss it aside, and then he has, like, his little grounded state. Like,
I mean, today, if I play, I actually think I'm going to play a lot of Bowser Jr. I have to see
really. Buff.
He might actually be a character today. Or he might be a character again, so.
Well, what's the difference with him? Like, what's changed?
Let's look at this. Smash Ultimate 9.0.
Because I know some of the obvious ones. Like, because the one that I caught my attention was Sonic. Because people are, you know, complaining that Sonic got buffed. Obviously, for good reason, people are going to complain about it. Because fighting Sonic online is not the greatest experience. Because that character requires a lot of reactions. However, it was less of a buff and more of a fix. You know, like, his up air works now.
Yeah, if you look at it, it's his up air, his up tilt got reduced. So his up tilt's faster, but that's not a move that Sonic's really using that much anyway.
Right.
His up smash is, like, I think now is actually a usable move. I think I always like the idea of doing running up smash.
Yeah.
But if it gets
blocked, it doesn't work.
Get hard punished. Right. So now they increase the attack speed, makes it probably a little better, and then increase the amount of time invincibility lasts before and after coming out. So it goes airborne faster, most likely, and it stays airborne a little longer. And it made it easier to hit multiple times, which means that it probably has a pull-in effect. And that's all nice. Up smash, I think, is a really nice attack for Sonic if he can hit it. So
yeah,
now he has a chance to hit it. But anyway, getting into this Bowser Jr., tell you what. So Bowser Jr. adjusted certain landing behaviors to no longer prevent passing through platforms. Not really sure what that fix is because, you know, I'm not like a Bowser Jr. kind of sewer, but that sounds good. Side tilt increased launch distance, which means it's stronger.
More knockback.
Up smash made it easier to hit multiple times, which probably means you can do running up smash easier, or you can do out of shield up smash easier. Down smash increased attack speed. I heard they took about 4 frames off of that, and that's nice.
The little wow.
Yeah, 4 frames off the, yeah. off forward throw, extended launch distance, so he probably has a kill throw now. Edge attack increased the power of the attack when used when grabbing edges after an up special. Wait, what?
Wait, say that again?
Increase the power of the attack used when grabbing edges after an up special. So
is like,
there a difference?
So like
when you grab the...
I think they're talking about the little hammer swing. So like, you know, you use up special, you eject from the cart, and then your little hammer swing. They increase the hammer swing, I think. Maybe that's what they're talking about. That's my assumption.
Yeah, because it says edge attack, so I'm thinking it's get-up attack, but your get-up attack is the same regardless if you grabbed it while you're in the cart or you grabbed it by up being and then grabbing the ledge. So I'm not really sure, but I'll check it out once I get to the game. Side B said it made it hard to flinch from opponent's attacks, which means I'm sure that they gave it more armor. And then up special is increased attack speed. So I don't know if that's the increased attack speed from making the cart or the thing blow up, or is it the swing? But if it's the cart blowing up, that's nice too, because now I think you have better shield pressure options. First, the side B is can go through attacks or is better. And then if you touch someone's shield and you jump out, you're probably safer because it's faster. So Bowser Jr. is looking a little healthy. That's all I'm saying. He looked like he might be a character right now. Going down the list, Simon and Richter got a couple buffs. Lucario got a couple buffs. Shulk got a buff.
I saw the shenanigans.
And a nerf, kind of, but it's...
Eh.
I mean, like, from point, what, 5 or to point 6, I mean, you're still living.
It's like, it's not going to change. Like, I don't think it's going to change who's going to win or lose a match, you know?
Yeah. So, Ice Climber's got a buff, and I'm kind of interested to see if anyone's actually going to, like...
Play that character?
What do you think with that? Yeah, because that character has, like, 3 reps, and they all do well in their respective reasons. Just, like, how do you make that character, like, a mainstay, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, when you think of the Ice Climber's character in Ultimate, what player do you think of? What player comes to mind?
Big D.
Oh.
That's the only one. That's the only one.
I think of Mars because of that, like, the one Squad Strike match he did. Like, that's it, because I can't think of anyone else. I didn't realize Big D messed with him.
Oh, yeah, I mean, he beat my ass in tournament. Maybe that's why I remember
him. Oh, I mean, okay, that's understandable, you know?
So, I mean, I think this is an overall good patch. You know, we got Steve. Wasn't really the character that I, you know, obviously I'm not one of those, like, I want that.
You got the Mii costume, bro. Like, you're set.
Okay, buddy. All right, buddy.
You're set.
And that's the end of the podcast. Thank you guys forever. Dude, I was super, like, I wasn't even upset. It just, like,
I was sad.
I didn't even know until someone else told me, because I was just big chilling. And then I just saw Rip Travis, and I was like, what? And then I looked, and I was like, ah, yes.
They couldn't even write down, like, you know, No More Heroes or anything. It's like Super Smash Bros. Ultimate X Travis. Yeah.
So, I Travis do, you know down. What? You know what? I do have a nice swordsman, though. You know, I had Captain Black Sparrow forever. So the swordsman is nice. Now I'm about to. Now, the only thing I would have wished is if swordsman had the brawler side B, because Travis Touchdown be slamming people all the time. That would have been a very nice addition. Give me the brawler side B so I can still slam people and use my sword. That'd be nice.
But. Bro, I heard that nice remix of the No More Heroes theme song that played when they revealed the costume. But there was no additional song added with the costume, so I don't think it's in the game. So that probably was like not. that was like a weird instance. Because I would have dug it. Because like they've done that in the past with Mii costumes, is like add music. They did it with Sans. They did it with Cuphead. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I mean, maybe they will. I would be down for the song to play at least. But yeah.
Even though sports had a break, your business did not. You have to keep moving, and that makes hiring more important than ever. Indeed is here to help. Indeed.com is the number one job site in the world because Indeed gets you the best people fast. Unlike any other site, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need, and you can pause your account at any time, and there are no long-term contracts. With 73% of online job seekers visiting Indeed each month, Indeed is going to get you the important hire you need, just like they have for over 3 million businesses. And right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it very fast. Try Indeed out with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now and use Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through December 31st. And guys and gals, the wait is finally over. Football is back. You might not be at a game this year, but you can still be in the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you get on every possible chance to win this season. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than anywhere else. You can get on their season opening bonuses today and start wagering off on wins, division, and championship futures all day, every day. Head to BetOnline today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Don't forget to use promo code BLUEWIRE at betonline.ag. That's Blue Wire, all one word, Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts.
We're talking about the Wi-Fi changes. So this actually is an update to the last update of the Wi-Fi changes. So before one-on-one lobbies played at 60, I think it's 60 hertz or whatever. So you get 60 packets instead of 30. Well, they've changed that one-on-one to, I think, now four-player lobbies. So now
you can have two spectators.
Yeah, you have two spectators, which I think is good for, you know, obviously commentators' standpoint. Or you can now do the thing where, like, us two commentators are watching through Discord, but it doesn't affect the player. So, like, if Gimmer is sitting in the lobby and he's watching two players go at it, and then me and Konya are watching on Discord, then cool. Now we have a way to do online tournaments again. Me and Konya played last night, and it felt better. Like, it just felt better. And it wasn't even like a placebo thing. I mean, again, we both have our...
It could feel...
that our internet's good.
Yeah, it could be placebo. Yeah. We don't know. Like... But it felt
really nice.
I might have to give it a shot, dude, because I have not played online Smash, like, at all. Like, the little bit of Smash I've played since COVID started, it's been with, like, my roommates or friends that have come over. So it's just, like, I tried playing that game online. It's not the same game, dude. But, like, this is making me hopeful. Maybe I'll go get my Ethernet cable, you know?
I mean, was it not already plugged up? What are you doing, Wasp?
No. I mean, okay. I just moved. Like, I don't have my Switch plugged in, bro.
Yeah, okay. Wi-Fi warrior out here. Okay.
say to my face, bro. Like, I'm over here trying to play. You know what? When I play other fighting games with good net code, yes, I have a wire. Like, Wi-Fi is no. Like, the router in this house I'm in, the router is all the way at the other side. I had this long ass 50-foot cable coming in just to make sure that I'm streaming this podcast via wire.
I'm doing the same thing, bro. Come on, man. Like, there's like a 100-foot wire running all the way through my house.
That's cool.
Like, literally, I'm in the room that's the farthest away from
same, the router. Same, bro. So basically what we're trying to say, y'all, is there's no excuse. Like, get a wire. Like, you can make it look nice.
If I can get the 600-foot Ethernet cable, so can you can buy that 30-foot one and call it a day.
Get the 5-mile cable going from my neighbor's house.
Yeah, I'm actually stealing his internet. Yeah. All right. Let's go into the Twitter Q&A. We got a couple questions today. So thank y'all for one. Big thanks y'all for asking. Since it's both part of the shows now, Hard Reads and y'all game, and we like to get some Twitter questions in there. So Let's see what we got. We got Avenue saying, do you think Steve will absolutely do anything significant at a major ever? If majors come back, maybe.
Isn't that sad when you say if?
Yeah, because, I mean, we don't know what's going to happen. I think that every DLC had their time to shine, except for, like, Piranha Plant. And and I don't even know if Min Min's going to, like, pop, to be completely honest. I feel like Min Min kind of came and, like, went. You know, yeah. People were playing Min Min. You saw some cool clips for the first, like, 4 days, and I haven't seen anyone really touch Min Min since. I'm still on Byleth as far as, like, my DLC of choice. So, I mean, I guess it kind of depends. I hope so, though, because that character is really fun to watch.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, I think that's one, another thing, is, like, people can do bad manners things with that character. I think it's also, we have to remember that, you know, Min Min was introduced during COVID, so... The reason we haven't seen too much of her is because there hasn't been any offline tournaments with her. Granted, there hasn't been any online tournaments with her either since after like week one when the craze
died. Yeah, but even if you were watching, like, if you're just going around watching streams, I feel like I'm not even seeing anybody like
really
on their Min Min stuff right now.
I think it's just the nature of the character.
She's kind of a weird character. Like, she might be the I think she actually might be the weirdest character. I think, you know, like, Steve has some weird stuff for sure. Building blocks is the most interesting part of his, his kit, like being able to build anywhere and him have to change the whole game. But Min Min, like the way she operates,
you're playing arms.
It's just weird. Like, it just, it's a foreign concept to not have your B button actually be special moves. It's just other A moves, basically.
There's no other character that has the B button or the special button be like a jab or like the little attack. Like, it's so bonkers.
Yeah. So. See, first of all, I say Min Min might play the most different than anyone else, pretty much. So, I'm sure that there's some Min Min players out there deep in the depths, but I'm sure, like, if I hopped on a quick play right now and I did like 100 matches, I probably would not see a Min Min for sure. So, moving forward, we got Dims Nam saying, hypothetically, how would you feel if competitive Smash Bros. Ultimate basically just goes under as it is now? Knowing that the last most notable thing that happened with the community was a big outing of notable faces of the community.
I don't like that.
That would suck, but I don't know. How do you answer that? Like,
I'd feel uncomfortable? Like, what do you want from me? Like,
I think that it would be understandable if this was the end, but I do not believe it is. Like, no. I feel like with the way that everything came out and the big people that got taken down, yes, I think that I would very much understand if this was like the last part of the Smash community. However, we have still done some stuff after that. You know, we had a couple of big online tournaments. We still have invitationals, still have some characters coming out, all that good stuff. The game itself won't ever die because Smash is too big. Yeah. But as far as the community, and it really depends. Because honestly, some people's parents probably don't even feel safe letting their kids go to tournaments anymore. They probably thought it was a great time for, you know, you and your 16-year-old friends can all go to this tournament. And now they're, like, reading these stories and, like, y'all can't go anywhere. Like, nope.
Yeah, I mean, I think tournaments will be fine when we inevitably, hopefully, get back. But it's going to be different. Like, the atmosphere is going to be completely different because I think we're going to see a lot less young people there, like you said. I feel like a lot of parents are going to be more reserved about.
I also think people are going to be more aware. Like, that's I think,
which is a good thing.
Young people, if we get less young people, like, okay, or like, I'm 31, I don't really care, but. If we still get a lot of young people, I'm going to be way more hyper aware of like interactions between young people and people that I may know. So I'll be like, you know, if I see like one of my friends and he's playing with some 16-year-old girl, I'm going to be a little aware. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to be a little aware. Like, I'm not going to immediately call him out.
It's tournament, bro. It's tournament.
I'm definitely going to be like, you know, just got him with the, you know what I'm saying? So we'll see. It's tournament, bro. No. I'm just teaching something. It's tournament. It better be. That's the good thing, though. I think that's actually a good change, that people should be more aware and more willing to call stuff out if things need to be called out. Dimsdom has another question, though. He says, how well do you think the Genshin Impact did its free-to-play gacha model? Would you like more games to do that in the future? I never want gacha.
Same.
It's not really a thing that I want. But do I think that Genshin Impact did a good job of it? Sure. You don't need the characters from the gacha. It's great to have them. But you can actually play that game with the six free characters they give you, because you get the four main, and then you get Barbara, and you get Shang Ling. And they're all good enough to get through the game story and to grind other characters. So, and you get a decent amount of primogems anyway, so you shouldn't, you should at least get one extra character as is. I pulled Diluc early and that was all I got, and then I finally got Fischl recently. I got Ningguang too, but I got her early and didn't really use her. So yeah, I mean, like, there's people walking around with like all the characters. I'm walking around with three extra characters. I'm still having a great time. I think when it comes to gacha like that, because that's an adventure game, when it comes to that gacha specifically, people are only getting gacha'd if they are weak to gambling.
Come on.
No, the term weak. No, it's weak. You're weak to gambling, okay? Like, you don't to gacha that game. That, yeah. Like, in other gacha games, when it comes to, like, Fire Emblem Heroes and stuff, you have to gacha. Like,
bro,
you have to
I need the JPEG. I need it.
Yeah, but you need stronger units. Like, they have to, you know what I'm saying? You need the JPEG, you need stronger units, you have to advance the story. Got it. That game, it's a single-player experience. There's no time limit. Like, there is, or the energy that you use in that game does not say that you can or cannot play. It's just there's certain things you have to do with the energy in that game. But you can always grind levels. You can always go out and just fight monsters and grind levels and all that good stuff if you want to. So yeah, but when it comes to other gacha games, yeah, man, I feel like you need to actually get those units and spend some money. I have spent $15 on Genshin and none of it has went to buying primogems. I bought the $10 battle pass and I bought the $5 little pack that gives you 90 primogems every day plus 300 of some other currency.
And that's a good use of the money because like it feels like you're just buying the game at that point instead of just constantly gambling. I've never played Genshin Impact, but I've had like more than 10 friends suggest that I should play it. I just haven't gotten around to doing it. So I will inevitably jump on it because that game has made waves because it has changed the formula a bit. There's been no gacha game that's like that isn't an RPG or like a tactical game or a game that you can just like, I don't know, because it's an adventure game. It's like people call it the Breath of the Wild clone before it came out because it looked so similar. So it's cool to see it like someone trying to do something new with the same formula. Like, oh, remember, you know how people can just play gacha games, but now put it in Breath of the Wild. So I think that's really cool. And it makes me want to try it. I just need to get around to doing it.
You should. I
heard there's co-op.
Yeah, there's a lot of co-op. I mean, well, the co-op needs to get a little better, but
that's what I heard too.
It's fun to go like hang out with your friends and go like beat ass and shit. So I would definitely give it a look. It's going to take you a while to probably catch up to people, but you have time because there's a content wall right now where they're waiting for the update. Update's like sometime in November, I think. So you got
time.
You got some time. Yeah, you got some time to catch
just
up.
Knock it out in a weekend.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to catch up in a weekend, but you'll...
Bro,
well,
if I don't sleep, I don't eat, I don't... like.
Okay, all right. Okay, Swooch I lose my Onin eyesight. Says, what do you think of the Bowser Jr. buffs? Giving him a kill throw and a stronger F tilt with the insane jab and all the buffs he's got over the last few patches. I feel like he's better. Down smash from my testing also lost 4 frames of startup attacking on frame 11, 12 now. I just talked about, I'm probably going to play some Bowser Jr. tonight. Want to see if that character is actually a character now, but definitely more of a threat than they have been in a while. And that's pretty interesting because Bowser Jr. character players, like the Bowser Jr. tryhards, were still kind of making waves. You know what I'm saying? You had Tatornator, and there's another Bowser Jr. over in SoCal too. But yeah, they were like, you know, they've been popping off for a little bit. They've been at least getting like, you know, in the top 16s or whatever. So now I'm more interested to see what happens if they can get a little further than that. So,
bro, the return of Tweak, can you imagine?
Yeah, okay. Tweak already tweeted, I don't like Steve. And I don't like this patch back to Warzone, so I don't know when we're getting tweaked back. I don't know when we're getting tweaked back, but this wasn't the patch.
No, not at all. I actually didn't realize that you were so fascinated with Bowser Jr. yourself. Did you play him in Smash 4?
I played him for a bit. He was cool. I mean, I played actual Bowser Jr., like, you know, none of the skins. I wanted the Bowser Jr. And sometimes I played Roy, which I don't have the glasses. Was it Roy? Is that Roy?
Roy does the pink glasses?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. Roy. Mm-hmm.
So I play Roy too, but yeah, no, for the most part, it was just kind of like one of my, like, see my Bowser Jr. type characters. Like, never really put a lot of time into it, but definitely a cool character. And then we have Trev Parchman saying, what direction do you think the Smash series will go after this game is 100% finished? I don't know, but my hope is that they do a soft reboot and they go with, like, 24 characters, but they're really fleshed out and they are up to date. So yes, we'll still have Mario, but he'll use Cappy and other abilities from his recent games. He'll actually use his Flood in a more meaningful manner. He'll have some Galaxy type moves, and obviously some Odyssey type moves. Yes, we'll have Link, but he'll be even more in tune with his Breath of the Wild self than, you know, just the bomb and the I guess the arrows and stuff, you know, make him a little more mobile. Link was decently mobile in Breath of the Wild, so yeah, stuff like that. And whatever new IPs they have going for Nintendo at the time, I would love to see like a smaller roster, but they're like really fleshed out characters.
I feel like Nintendo has shot themselves in the foot with Ultimate, because even if they do that and it's a really cool game and the characters are fleshed out, like that's something that I want, that you want. That's not what the casual market wants.
That's what I thought we were getting.
You thought that's what this game was?
Before, because like the way that Sakurai talked about it, I was like, yeah, don't expect a large roster.
And then brings back everyone.
Yeah, we're about to get cuts, whatever. But everyone's like, this character is definitely not making it. And then he says, nah, I'm kidding. Everyone's in the game. And we're like, wow, what do you mean not a large roster? This game has almost 90 characters. It might have 90 characters in it now.
It's like 86 or something. It's something ridiculously high. But the problem is, like, how do they top that? So do you think they're just like when they inevitably make the next system, and are they just gonna port Ultimate over and just keep making more characters? Like, I can't imagine them building a brand new game from the ground up with this many characters without making cuts. And the second they make cuts, it's gonna make fans upset. So I don't know what they're gonna do. I have no idea what to expect from the next Smash game. But that's. I feel like it's not going to happen for a very long time, because this game is still getting patches, still getting updates. And when you think about it, Smash 4 was the only Smash game that we got that received patches and updates. And the second those patches stopped coming was because they started working on Ultimate. So I feel like when Ultimate patches inevitably stop coming, I think that's because they're going to start working on the next one. Or they're going to inevitably...
There's 86 characters in this game.
80? I was right? Holy crap.
Yeah, 88 if you count Pokemon Trainers, three different, but no, it's 86. 86 characters in the game. That is OD.
Plus all the Mii costumes that look really good, like Sans and Cuphead and inevitably Bomberman.
Yeah.
Travis Dutchdown. And
eventually. Yeah. Eventually, bro. I'm still hoping. That's really cool, man. I really like the fact that there's that many characters. I might actually buy that. I didn't buy any of the Mii costumes, but I mean they're like $2. Why not?
I bought the Sans one because I wanted the song.
I feel. I think I actually might have bought the Sans ones.
Just for Megalovania.
but yeah, no. I mean that's pretty much all we have for the questions today. Mm-hmm. I will most likely be streaming later tonight. Probably like 9 or something. I don't know. But. Yeah, we're just going to be, you know, hanging out, playing a little Smash, see what some Bowser Jr. is like, what's hitting on, and, you know, just have a good time. You got anything going on tonight?
Just a chill night in, you know, just hanging out.
You still been playing Brawlhalla?
I have, just a very little. I just moved last week, so I haven't been doing too much, but I'm getting everything plugged back in. I'm going to get back on that Brawlhalla grind, because that game is mad fun, dude. I just got to gold, and I feel like, wow, I'm high rank now. I'm not.
You know, I'm not at gold all. Is nothing.
Gold means absolutely
it's
nothing.
Good to get in there. It's good to get in there because it did take a bit. It took a bit for me to start getting gold consistently. Now I'm like consistently getting plat, but I'm always right at the like bottom of plat.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to get. I'll probably get mid plat. I'm not nice at this game though. Like people start moving on me, I get annoyed. But
you just gotta move right back, man. You gotta go plug in your keyboard, play with your keyboard, man. You gotta become like one of those players. I can't do it. I need players.
I don't know how they're doing it, man. I don't know how they're doing it.
Dude, like, I get why they use it, though, because the movement's so, like, they have to go left, right really quick, you know? And when you have a joystick, it makes it a little bit tougher. And when you think about it, the joystick doesn't matter in that game because there is no, like, slow walking or dash walking like Smash has. Yeah. Like, you have the one movement speed, and then you push dash to go faster.
Yeah. So, with that being said, guys, thanks for coming through and watching another episode of Hard Reads. She'll be back next week. We didn't talk about the Brawlhalla Championship, so we can talk about that a little bit next week. And probably give some more impressions on Steve. And if anything else happens, we'll let you guys know. Keep it locked here on Prediction for all types of podcasts. If you guys are enjoying this podcast, but you want to listen to it on the way to work or on the way from work, make sure you check out us on Apple and on Spotify. And then if you want to watch the video, it will be on my YouTube later. Austin, you got any final thoughts?
No, man. Make good choices, y'all.
Yeah. Be safe out there. Wear a mask and go vote and have a good night.